90.5 WKAR, its current state. In the 1960s, MSU football coach Duffy Doherty made the first major recruiting efforts to bring African-American players from the Deep South into the sport, players who could not be admitted to segregated schools. That pool of talent wound up bringing championships to East Lansing. Maya Washington is the daughter of one of those players, Jean Washington. She's making a documentary film about her dad called Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. Think about the 1967 NFL draft. Bubba Smith, number one. Clint Jones, number two. George Webster, number five. Jean Washington, number eight. Four of the first eight players drafted. Smith's football coach father, Willie Ray Smith, had told Coach Doherty that he should also recruit Jean Washington. Current state Scott Pohl met the Washingtons to talk about the project yesterday. Maya Washington grew up in Minnesota, where her dad starred for the Minnesota Vikings. She says she really didn't know the impact MSU had on his life and the lives of his teammates until Bubba Smith died in 2011.
That changed everything, you know, in life, where you think you know your story, you think you know who you are, you think you know who you came from. I knew my dad had gone to Michigan State. I knew he grew up in segregation and just kind of took for granted how that actually happened. I just imagined in my childhood mind, these magical white men came down to the South and recruited him to Michigan State and changed his life. But I think it really hit home for me to know that it wasn't as simple as that, that it really took another family in the community that was actually 100 miles away. Beaumont and Baytown in the LaPorte area are not, you know, close. So it just gave me a perspective of what it was like for them in segregation and competing in a segregated league. And the idea that a family 100 miles away would go out of their way to say, hey, you need to take a look at this other kid.
Why Through the Banks of the Red Cedar rather than the lyric that we all know from the fight song On the Banks of the Red Cedar?
Well, it's really through the legacy of my dad and his teammates, Duffy Doherty, John Hanna, Biggie Munn, you know, through these early efforts to change the way the country did business in the college arena and the university arena, ultimately through their choices that they made to make equality a value in the community here, had an impact not just on my father's generation, but generations to come. And it was through the banks of the Red Cedar, through Michigan State, so much has changed in a positive way in college sports, in football and pro football, because of their commitment to diversity.
Jean, there have been countless tributes to you over the years, including the College Football Hall of Fame and the MSU Football Ring of Fame. But I'll bet having a movie made about your journey by your daughter is a great honor.
Oh, yes, it is a great honor. I'm so proud of Maya for wanting to take on this project, mainly because it is a very unusual story, because coming to Michigan State, and also Duffy, the time that he spent down south recruiting black athletes and also doing coaching clinics in the Texas area for black coaches, high school coaches, where he was the only major college coach that was doing that. And then, of course, Bubba Smith's father, Willie Ray Smith, and Duffy became very close friends, and I'm sure, and we know the story about Bubba, his son. And Bubba told Duffy that he would come to Michigan State, but in doing so, that he should also bring me up to Michigan State. And I'm very grateful for that, and was very impressed that he would put a word in for me. And based upon that, I had a lot of great teammates who were from the South who also came on to Michigan State that had great careers.
We're talking with Maya and Jean Washington about the film she's making about her dad, MSU football legend Jean Washington. It's called Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. Duffy Doherty not only recruited you guys, but Jones and Webster were captains. That was a big statement too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a tremendous statement. But here again, while they were the first African-Americans to be co-captains, when we were playing, it was kind of a family situation, so it didn't really stand out that for them to be considered as a separate type thing. You know, it was just the flow of the moment. They were our captains. They were making contributions that we were all very proud, but it wasn't really a black and white issue.
Maya Washington, the movie remains a work in progress, right? Can you tell me how far along you are in the project and what your plans are for the film when it's finished?
So we're currently in post-production, which means we've filmed all of the interviews that we're going to film. We've gotten some great material from the 2013-2014 MSU Spartan football season. And so at this point, we're editing the film. So I have a wonderful editor named Bill Kersey. He has a great background. And most recently, one of his projects won a regional Emmy. And he's had some great success. I'm very excited about working with him. From there, we'll do some of the finishing, color correction, and post-production things. So if you're a film buff, you know the kinds of work that we have left to do. But we also have a pretty big fundraising hurdle. If you can believe it, just to use footage from the days when my dad was playing here at Michigan State, almost right now the quotes that we're seeing are more than what it will cost for the NFL footage. So those are the types of things that we're, you know, still actively figuring out how we're going to negotiate the cost of those things. But when it's finished, we definitely want to make sure that it's shared with our Spartan community. But more than that, we want to get the story out beyond just the banks of the Red Cedar. We want people all over the nation and possibly globally to know this really special and important story. And so we're looking at television distribution. We'll also have a semi-theatrical run in the festival world, and really consciously engage our community here in East Lansing, for sure, to make sure that Spartans know how and where to find the film. And if we can do some community screenings, we will.
Maya Washington is working on a movie called Through the Banks of the Red Cedar. It's about her father, Gene Washington, a star on the great Spartan football teams in the 60s. They're both here to talk about the project. MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio talked with you for this project, and he spoke of what it means to the program to have Hall of Famers staying in connection with his team.
When our players meet a guy like Gene Washington, you know, there's a little bit of a feeling of awe in these guys, because they are people that they see their pictures around here, and they hear about them, and they, you know, when we have a winner's manual that we talk about things that I believe winners should know about. And those guys are in that book, and you know, speaks about their past and the history that they've brought here.
Gene, would you talk about staying active with the current MSU football team?
Well, I'm very grateful that Coach D and the journey that he's currently on, just fantastic. And one of the things that have really impressed me is that the young men that he's been able to recruit. And not only as football players, but they have gone on, and they're just outstanding individuals. But most importantly, it warms my heart to see that the players that he's bringing here are getting their degrees.
Maya, your film includes remarks from current MSU football players. I wanted to ask you about your sense of how much today's players know about guys like your dad.
I think that was one of the questions that I had at the beginning of the project is do these guys even know, you know, the history of my dad and his teammates? To what extent do they care, you know? Now what we hear more in the news is scandals and million-dollar salaries, and really what was so surprising was Coach D has done a tremendous job of making sure that the players today know the history, that they're constantly talking about those who came before them as a motivational tool, but also as a shroud of legacy that they are to wear when they're out in the community and they're out on the field. And so I was really humbled by the number of them who do appreciate, especially the African-American players, who really have a sense of respect and regard for the sacrifices that my dad and his teammates made so that they could have the opportunities that they have today.
Do you have a sense for whether today's white players have a sense for the importance of these stories?
That I'm not so sure about. You know, I got to interview Max Bulla, who's of course from a huge football family, so of course he knows the legacy and the history, because he's you know, football royalty here in East Lansing. But what they described is a real team atmosphere, that they don't really divide themselves by race today. They don't think about things in racial terms. And I think for much of my dad's team, at least talking to his white teammates, that was the case then. So that's kind of the miraculous thing that Duffy Doherty's experiment did, is that you would expect there to have been all of this cataclysmic reactions between these Southern black players and these Northerners, and then some of the white guys from the South, you know, how are you all going to make it? And when it comes to that locker room, it's about football. And I think that's the amazing thing, how sports can be an agent of change, because it's about team. And when you're out there, the only colors that matter are green and white.
We've been talking with Maya and Jean Washington. Maya is working on a documentary called Through the Banks of the Red Cedar about her football legend father, Jean. Jean and Maya Washington, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.